out of control.
Thank you.
Palestinian struggle is not just a cry for justice. It's a blistering battle for the most fundamental human rights that every living soul on this planet should inherit by birthright. It's an unyielding resistance against the oppressive, suffocating grip of occupation and the callous denial of the most basic human dignity. Just as the civil rights movement in the United States fought against the chains of racial discrimination, so too do the Palestinian people strive to shatter the chains of occupation and tyranny. Never forget, my friends, that the Palestinians, much like African Americans in the United States, have been subjected to a heart-wrenching history of suffering and torment. The birth of Israel in 1948 brought forth the mass expulsion and dispossession of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from their ancestral homes and land. This is a historic injustice that continues to haunt the lives of Palestinians to this very day. The situation in Palestine serves as a brutal reminder of the consequences of colonialism and the ruthless dispossession of indigenous peoples. It is an agonizing reminder that the fight for justice knows no borders, and we must stand united in solidarity with all oppressed peoples, whether they reside in the United States, South Africa, or anywhere around the world. Let's be unequivocally clear. Advocating for the rights of the Palestinian people is not synonymous with denying the rights and security of the Jewish people. The fight for justice in Palestine is not an assault on any particular group, but an unwavering stand against the policies of a Zionist state that has for far too long stripped Palestinians of their rights. We must remember that numerous Jewish voices also resound in the calls for justice and peace in Palestine, and their voices must not be silenced. In our relentless pursuit of justice for the Palestinian people, we must also acknowledge that it is in the best interest of the entire world to seek a just and enduring solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It is a pursuit in the name of peace, stability, and the dignity of all mankind. But let me underscore this. The battle for justice in Palestine is not merely a political struggle. It's an elemental moral battle. It's the fight for the most basic human rights of a people who have suffered these injustices for far too long. It's the fight for the right to exist in peace and security, free from the ceaseless specter of violence and dispossession. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. I implore every person of conscience, regardless of their origins or beliefs, to stand steadfast with the Palestinian people in their unwavering quest for justice by any means necessary. Let us unite in building a world where every soul can live in freedom and dignity, where the rights of every individual are not just respected, but celebrated. The struggle for justice in Palestine is a universal fight, a resonating echo of the battles waged by oppressed people across the globe. It's a battle we must champion.
The West Bank, the Gaza Strip, soon to be parking lots for American tourists. And fascist cops, yeah.
There cannot be, in my opinion, peace and security for that region, for the people of Israel, or the Palestinians and the people of Gaza, without a two-state solution. And we cannot give up on that.
So 79% of the US Jews voted for Kamala Harris, according to the largest preliminary exit poll. Survey says Trump received lowest proportion of Jewish vote for GOP candidate in 24 years. Democrats make up majority of voters who think U.S. support for Israel too strong.
There cannot be, in my opinion, peace and security for that region, for the people of Israel or the Palestinians and the people of Gaza, without a two-state solution. And we cannot give up on that.
So 79% of the U.S. Jews voted for Kamala Harris.
There cannot be, in my opinion, peace and security for that region, for the people of Israel, or the Palestinians and the people of Gaza, without a two-state solution. And we cannot give up on that.
So 79% of the U.S. Jews voted for Kamala Harris, according to the largest preliminary exit poll. Survey says Trump received lowest proportion of Jewish vote for GOP candidate in 24 years. Democrats make up majority of voters who think U.S. support for Israel too strong.
Bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain as he rises to fame. And the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. But it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks. And the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch. To hang and to lynch, to hide neath the hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. Today Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They're lowering him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave, carved next to his name,
his epitaph plain. Only a pawn in their game.
Face to hide the other person. Ooh. standing in the pouring night, but the light she sees are out of sight, like a beautiful love song haunting the mind forever.
So 79% of the US Jews voted for Kamala Harris.
Yeah. To make it a day to celebrate Rosa Parks. But tonight is not just about remembering, it's about recommitting. Rosa Parks showed us the power of one. And as part of our community leaders forum, we will examine the enduring legacy of Rosa Parks and its impact on our lives today with a recorded video of reflections. Let's take a look at this video.
Today, we celebrate Rosa Parks, the mother of the modern civil rights movement. When we lost this brave hero in 2005, Ohio Congresswoman Joyce Bailey began the journey to champion the first ever Rosa Parks Day. It is recognized annually on December 1st, the date of Ms. Parks' arrest.
Rosa Parks epitomized the incredible power of one to change the course of history. In a defining moment that left an indelible mark, she fearlessly held her ground on a Montgomery bus that sparked a wave of change. Her bold decision became a catalyst for a national movement towards justice in the United States. The Montgomery bus boycott unfolded in response to Rosa Parks' arrest, making it one of the earliest civil rights protests to capture the nation's attention. Media outlets, including television, radio, and newspapers, propelled these local issues to the forefront of national concern. The coverage not only amplified the voices of Ms. Parks and other civil rights leaders, but also influence public opinion, contributing significant legislative and societal shifts in our country. Rosa Parks' activism went beyond the bus arrest by shaping her own world and leaving an enduring impact.